Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. A new police chief for Zionsville is expected to be named tomorrow. Chief Rick Dowden has resigned amid an investigation into whether he mishandled evidence for personal gain. A special prosecutor is investigating allegations Dowden misappropriated a TV and a sports car seized as evidence and waved his loaded gun last year during a meeting with officers at police headquarters. Dowden has not been charged. Four officers who didn't report the allegations have been disciplined. The Franklin Township Schools gearing up for an onslaught of extra cars dropping off students as parents decide against paying a new $55 monthly fee per child for bus service. The district turned about 75 buses over to a nonprofit group after voters in May rejected a property tax referendum to help close an $8 million budget shortfall. The district had some 7,000 students ride the buses to school last year. Only about 1,800 are signed up to ride this year. Indianapolis plays host to 30,000 gamers beginning today at the big Gen Con convention. A lot of adults choosing to dress up in costumes for a weekend of entertainment. It's estimated the convention brings in about $25 million for the local economy. WFYI weather, this afternoon mostly sunny with a high of 86. Tonight partly cloudy, low 67, and partly sunny tomorrow through the weekend with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth. Stay tuned for No Limits, where we're talking today about integrity in sports. We'll take your calls at 1-866-476-3881, or you can send an email to nolimits@wfyi.org.